You.
Yeah. OGE's in the building.
Let's get it.
Let me pour the, I got the Henny white for this.
Special edition
for sure. I'm drinking out the Henny white bottle. Come on, ho. I don't wanna wake up. We are here. It's about having my cake up. So I'm by my paper. 24/7. 365 in a leap year.
I don't know.
Oh, do we need to go back? I don't know why we since we got a beat. Life is but a piece. Come on. 365,
366
in a leap year.
Leap year, we here. Special edition. You know what I mean? Just the state of the Blu-ray. Just checking. This is for our loyalists.
Our super, super loyalists is definitely a state of the blooming. Look at me. I'm rusty. I ain't that rusty. Definitely a part due. A part due with a 365, 366 in the leap year, man. Pardon me.
Yeah, man. You already know OGE. Instagram, you know what I mean? Formerly known as the Bon Appetit Boy, you know what I mean?
Formerly known as
Herb Gotti.
Vape Tovin.
I'm still them niggas, dog. Like, come on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, sorry. So, also known as IPAEs.
IPAEs, for sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure, man. But we here, man. What's good, man? What you want to get into, man? You want to get into the freak-offs on top? You trying to talk freak-offs?
I'm not trying to. I did see that Jermaine Dupri and Uncle Luke they got the movie for the Freaknik coming out. That was dope. I did see that, man. I'm gonna try to keep it out the TMZ lane. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna let you have it. I'm gonna try to keep it out of the TMZ lane. Like, but wait, what you talking about though? What's the freak off? Pause.
P. Diddy, man, you know he ran the city, you know what I mean? We ain't talking long time, so, you know, he just...
they got new allegations
on him. They throwing other shit on his jacket now, you know what I mean?
You know what I saw? And I should be able to roll a clip. I need to be able to roll a clip. Like, we roll a clip. But Columbus Short was... he keep telling this... Columbus Short keep telling this story about how he stayed home from the BET Awards. And he was like, it was like 1:32 in the morning. I'm in bed with my wife. And he was like, and the phone rang. He said it was an unknown job from a... He said, you pick it up. He said, yeah, who this? He was like, yo, it's me. He was like, yeah, who this? He was like, Sean. He was like, Sean? He like, it's Puff, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? He talking about, so he was like, yeah, Puff, what's up, man? I'm just, you know what I mean? He's like, what's going on? He's like, yeah, man, we over here at the at the Beverly Hills Hotel. So he's like, oh, word. Columbus Church said, oh, word. So who you over there with? He talking about, Puff said, just me. You know what I'm saying? It's just me. He like, what? Oh, all right, nigga. he told him like, man, yeah, I'm in the bed with my wife. You know what I'm saying? So
I need a girl in my life.
you're not gonna open the fucking session. You're not gonna open the call with more Puff slander in the come on, man. Like,
You said you had the live docket, Doug. Like, if you ain't want to go there,
it is a live docket. I got to let it's a state of the bloom, and I got to let you do what you do. I can't, you know what I mean? The people ain't heard from you. They want to hear, they just want to hear from you. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just want to hear from me. Niggas, so I got to throw it in there. I'm going to just leave it at that. Niggas was trolling. They was trolling my boy, man, Meek Millie today, too, because he had the matching outfits with Puff.
I mean, imagine outfits wasn't recent, nigga. This nigga, Meek Mill, been through a lot on the internet, on the Twitter spaces, dog, like, in the Twitter sphere. Like, he didn't been through it all, like, but he said everything except, nigga, no, that shit did not happen. That's not true. You know what I'm saying? He got so crazy on the tweets today. He said, yeah, I got nothing against gay people, but I love that juicy pussy, Doug. I'm running. I love it so much. I done ran through some red lights.
Like, okay, this is Meek. This is Meek saying, oh, man. Come on, man.
Attesting your love for Uchi, saying that you hit it on the period is just, this is outrageous. Like,
It's too much. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's like, I don't know, man. Did I just hear you say that the Puff, the matching outfits wasn't recent?
No, that's not recent. Like,
I mean, it's recent. And what's recent, though? What's not recent?
Recent as in within the past 2 years. That shit is probably between 2021, like. That seemed like when
Meek Mill. Nigga, but it's still, he and you never seen him wear the same outfit as Ross his whole career.
It's been since the last leap year. You're right, Doug. Like, if we gonna keep it in leap year.
But bro, it's not about when it was. It's like he had a matching outfit as a grown man at a party. Like, they wore it together. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what people was trolling. So it was like, are you saying he didn't respond to that? Or you not even saying nothing about that? You was just saying
he ain't even touched that. Like, it was way worse than shit on his jacket than that today.
Come on. Like, what the people saying about Meek? I feel like Meek falls in and out of the people's good graces, man. I feel like people got such a love-hate relationship with Meek Millie. You know, it's all love with me. But, like I said, I don't need an explanation. I just, you know, if people talk to TMZ, you know, the nigga who be checking out everybody, like, what you got on there, my boy? If they could have did that, if they could have did a fit check on Meek and Puff that day, that's all I'm saying. I was from an entertainment perspective, like, what made y'all do this? You know what I'm saying? That's my end. Cause I'm like, damn, dog, I never seen you wear the same shit as Rose or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas ain't never had the same matching outfits down to the, yeah, I mean. But anyway, Bloomer's back, man. State of the Bloomin', man. You know what I mean? Another 365, 366 in the leap year, man. I know you don't get into it, but I was into $1 million worth of game, you know.
Okay. Listen,
the last few episodes, but they did a good episode with Drewski, man. One for the ages, man, because it's like I've been waiting for them to get him on for a while. And I'm happy because he's so funny, just like situationally and in the moment and being around people, he just know how to be funny, you know. And right. especially if you funny, you kind of make him who he be even more who he is, because like just seeing
he gotta out funny your funny nigga type.
He don't got to, cause he could just, if you really
he
funny,
can just chill too. But yeah, he really be funny, cracking up.
Yo, bro,
he can feed off of your funny type shit.
Yo, Gilly had this nigga in tears, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had him in tears. Like, he. But I was tuning in because I was wondering. I really wanted to know if Stunna is on him about this could have been records, because you know he kind of used the Cash Money C, and so. But I think it's real. I just think that he is smart enough to stage it and make it for. It's all ready for entertainment, but really stage it and really package it. Whereas, like, yeah, hey.
I think it's definitely a real live skit. Like, it's
right.
It's just a real live skit. It's the evolution of the Real Husbands of Hollywood and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. See, that's a good segue too. So, because like, but finish that thought though, because that's a good segue. Finish that thought, because I want to say something.
Because the Real Husbands of Hollywood is a parody of reality shows,
right, with, for sure,
with all real people except like. Kev, one of the few. Like, I mean, it's all
right.
But most of the people was playing themselves. It's like, you know what I mean? It was basically Black Curb type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But yeah. Super, I mean, just super celeb based though. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Whereas Drewski is running the same type. He giving you virtual reality show that's just like all on your socials, so it's like it's not presented as a skit or nothing. Like, it's just presented as, yeah, I mean, this is what it is. Like, this is real life.
Yeah, it's so interesting because in this era, especially in the, you know what I mean, in the past 4 years, for real, comedians have really taken over the space of like bringing you reality. You know what I'm saying?
Go
ahead.
Because I was just going to say, it's just like, it's like them catching up to the internet, essentially. It's like, yep. we didn't invent funny, but we was funny before you could just do it on your phone and shit. You know what I mean? Like, yes. Our shit was tried and true and tested.
Come on.
Like, night at the night type shit.
Come on.
Because
I'm just like, you saw how Cat Williams just took over, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The air, I don't know what we call
the whole,
it. We call
the
it
whole airway, universe, so man. The whole universe,
exactly.
The whole internet, like, he broke the internet, like,
exactly. But then you also see Mike Epps come in and kind of bully. On the same token, on and make Shannon use his platform to like defend himself. And after Mike Epps kind of knocked him off his high horse, you know what I'm saying? Then you like a comedian's voice in the internet era is really heard. Like, you know what I'm saying? A comedian's presence in the internet era is really felt as well. So it's like, and it's like the more the comedian's refreshing or relevant their perspective is and the timing of their perspective, it's like the more relevant the comedian is gonna be. You know what I'm saying? But like, man, I'm getting most of my air from Ari Spears, a lot of people like Corey Holcomb. I'm talking like real life, real time and type of dudes. Who else?
Right, them niggas are underground though. I feel what
they
you're
not.
Saying,
they definitely not underground. They are. See, and that's the thing. You wouldn't call George Carlin was on PBS, and you wouldn't call him. You know, more people seen him on PBS at a point that, you know what I'm saying, than had seen his comedy because he was on PBS for kids and shit. You know what I'm saying? So you wouldn't call George Carlin underground.
You're not gonna equate Corey Holcomb to George
Spears,
Carlin right
Ari
now.
Spears,
R.I.P.
Ari
Spears is the nigga who
he was
giving
featured.
You heavy. He gave you one too many predator skits, and this nigga is on the outs, nigga.
Right, but you know he was
he used to be on the nationally syndicated sketch show. So it's like,
you know, I know that, really, but I was more so talking about Corey Holcomb. You focusing on Aries Spears, and I ain't I'm talking Corey Holcomb.
Okay,
because that nigga specifically says that he'll never be mainstream, and he know that, and he cool with that, and he accept that, nigga. Like, so, like,
right, but he's still, even though he's not mainstream, Corey Holcomb is relevant.
That's why he's visible. He's seen.
You know,
that's
why
I said underground.
Oh no, I know, but I'm just saying that's still to the point of he really kind of still not underground though, because so many people.
I know you know him, niggas know him, but he's not mainstream.
He's not mainstream, no.
Right, so whatever you want to equate that to, like we could just,
you know what I mean. But he, who else? But so yeah, so basically, just from that standpoint, I feel like the comedians got more of a say-so than, like, or more of a voice than, like, the politicians. You know what I mean? People was listening to what the comedians got to say before they hear what a politician got to say. So it's kind of like an interesting job.
Is it by design? Do they want that? Like, I always think about the Malcolm X quote, you know what I'm saying?
You got the comedians, you know, acting like they, you know, posturing amongst the people as if they really somebody other than comedians.
Right.
But that's to me, yes. So it is a bit of that. But some of these comedians is they know they some of these comedians got an intellectual aptitude. You know what I'm saying? Or like you said, they might just be playing the game, or you know what I'm saying? But I don't think I can't to still like say that they don't have impact, but at the same time they are what they are. But yeah, shifting gears, man. What did I want to talk to you about? So yeah, man, we just trying to give our people, you know what I mean, a little treat, man. We ain't forget about y'all, man. We life be lifing, you know what I mean? But we living it, everybody's doing well.
Yes,
we
sir.
Looking forward to bringing you some more content this year for sure, man. We didn't get into the Dame. So let me just backtrack because I don't want to do too much reporting. I just want to talk shit because it's late. You know what I mean? I'm about to take another sip of this Henny Privilege. I don't want to talk, but Dame Dash apparently had to settle a legal settlement of sorts. And it seems as though I think Jay-Z and I think people were still trying to buy his share of Rockefeller and his third interest of Reasonable Doubt off of him so he could settle his debt. I think Jay-Z initially offered him something like 1.5 or something like that, and Dame said he would never sell.
No, he's ordered so apparently, to sell. Dame Dash is ordered to sell.
Yeah, well, now he is. Now, right, so he sold.
And Jay-Z is like, nigga, sell that to me.
Let me get that.
And he like, nigga, I'll sell this shit to whoever before I give it to you, nigga.
Right. Because like crazy. we want them to piece it up so bad. We want Jigga to give Dame $10 million for that so bad.
Right.
Like my man said earlier, my man said, man, I don't give a fuck about that old ass shit, man. That shit old. Them niggas is 50. He cussed me out over that shit. You know what I'm saying? He said that shit's irrelevant news. I'm like, damn. I was like, no, it's legacy hip hop news. With it, I get if you don't give a fuck about it. You know what I'm saying? But Jigga, man, you know, like I said, other niggas is saying, I got other of the homies is saying, you know, Jigga too rich to care. Rich people got feelings. The fuck? They can afford to be in their feelings. People just be saying, like what is nigga
too rich to care about what? That's, like you said, that's the
his
only
legacy.
Thing he care about, right?
That's the biggest part of his narrative that he wanted control. You know what I'm saying? And like when the fact that Cam owns it, it is not his. It's definitely not his favorite thing, nigga. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Dame may sell that shit to Cam, nigga. Like Dame,
but... he sold it to Cam and Mace.
That shit. Said, I think hypothetically speaking, they just
no, they because they really did it, bro. They really they did it. They did it, bro. Well, like I said, it's not reporting. They posted it. You know what I mean? Then they kept trying to play around and make sure to throw the hypothetically in because it's, you know, it's probably some paperwork that got to go through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
so. Yeah, I mean. So, yeah, that's where I'm at with it. Where's my Oh, here we go. Yeah, I want to pull up some So yeah, also in the leap year, man. I don't know if y'all peeped the Breakfast Club, the new setup, but shout out to Just Hilarious, man.
You fucking learn permanent.
I like her dynamic. She is a very opinionated. You know, I like hearing her voice. Because Angela Yee really was brilliant. Angela Yee was like, she was the Breakfast Club at a certain point. She used to really, when she was in her prime, before Charlamagne and them burnt her out, you know what I'm saying? Like, got on her nerves. She really used to show up for work. I really say that. I was excited to see Angela Yee, hear her do her thing. And I feel like, she really set the bar at a level where it's like in New York is Wendy Williams, is Angie Ma, is Angela Yee. You know what I'm saying? And then is Miss Info, but you know there's levels. You know what I'm saying? But and I think that Angela Yee in her era, I think that she was first. I mean, in her lanes, you know. The irony is she intersected having Charlamagne as a co-host because Wendy Williams too had she put Charlamagne on, you know what I mean? So in Philly, WUSL, Power 99, everybody, you know what I'm saying? People might not know that, but so I like Jess. I do. And like, but Angela, she made you pay attention to all of that. She's naturally pretty when you got the cameras on her, but then you know, you hear her voice and it goes, it flows well. So I think they did, I think she was a good pick. And, you know, she's popular with the guests. So, yeah, I like it for them. I just don't know where the future of the Breakfast Club is really going, though. You know what I mean? I think having her definitely allowed them to keep going, but I don't know where they're going, if that makes sense. So, you know what I mean? And like I said, because like I said, and I was telling you this off the air, but I really enjoy like platform-based content in terms of I catch myself going through a lot of lag just because of the type of interviews you do with people. I also, like I told you, the No Jumper, like these are the things that came about in the leap year, man, the No Jumper thing. For sure. He's always bringing on somebody from whatever culture he's reporting on. He's not like a TMZ where he throw a mic in your face for 10 seconds and then run a whole, you know, crazy report on you that had nothing to do with, you know what I'm saying? He actually sit down with you for 3 hours. He done brought the whole Chicago on his show, man. And it's like all them niggas got to watch themselves go on that show and talk to him about they city. I hope these niggas see that. You know what I'm saying? Like you going to L.A. to talk to a white nigga from New Hampshire. You know what I mean? Who partnered with a Pyru who not from L.A. You know what I'm saying? It's just entertaining, man. It's like the It's like the male version of the Days of Our Lives. So yeah, I like more platform based news content that's more based in the reality of whatever culture or realm is, you know, reporting or based on. So, but like I said, and like I said with the comedians again, man, the comedians are really the good ones. The good ones. That's why I like that the younger ones, yeah, they do sketch. But then you got the Desi Banks and the Ha Ha Davises and all these type of guys, the Country Waynes, where these dudes show you like, hey, we do sketch heavy, but we can do, you know, stand up. You know what I'm saying? So it's like these niggas can't do these sketches that's going to get a million views like how we can. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a whole, it's an interesting dynamic to see. I don't know why I just started thinking about Solange just now. One time for Solange, geez. You know what I'm saying? She just came across. Yeah, you know what? Because they Solange for sure. Solange be giving the royal queen sister energy. Who like I'm one. What you call them away from being queen type energy? Because they was snapping on her because apparently. She couldn't get her hair fixed in a split second, so she remembers she had a white stylist a couple strides behind her. So she abruptly paused and just flicked her neck at her stylist, who then came and gently placed two braids over her over her left shoulder to sit on her clavicle part. I'm like, what just happened here? And everybody in the comments going crazy, oh no, who Solange think she is? I'm like, who do y'all think y'all are? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. This joint is cultural royalty from, you know what I'm saying, in the game. So, one time for Solange. One time for the young Jeezy Tiny Desk. Come on, talk to me. Of course, man. I mean, who just went right before Jeezy? It was a little bit better. Scarface.
I ain't watched the Scarface joint, but I heard that joint was good too. But the last joint I watched that really had me in my bag was that Juvie. That joint was
yes,
tough.
That was better. That was the Juvie joint. That's who it was. Juvenile. Shout out to Juvie. His Tiny Desk was
that joint was an old timer.
You know what I mean? It was an immaculate.
It's an instant classic.
Instant classic for sure. And Jeezy, like, he did his thing, but it's like, you know, it's not. I don't know. I think he sat down too much. I don't know. I can't call it with Jeezy sometimes. I think Jeezy just has a.
There was a lot of misses in that joint for various reasons. There was a right. lot of. The crowd, he was trying to let the crowd finish it. And it wasn't, that was this Tiny Desk, though. You supposed to treat that shit like it's just you and.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He don't understand what Tiny Desk is. Like, it's like, bro, everybody don't know your songs in any way. This is for the NPR Tiny Desk audience, like you said.
Right, it's a personal joint where you giving them, you know what I mean?
Right, you giving them, like, yes, you giving them a treat. You know what I mean? They came here. So, yeah, I just also saw Brandy's one. Shout out to Brandy. One time for Brandy. One time for Brandy. One time for Monica. I'm about to say Monica. Who did I just say before that? This is what happens. Who did I just shout out? I'm getting.
You shouting out Jeezy, so I don't know how you got to.
No, I'm talking about shorties wise.
You said
though.
Brandy. That's
Brandy.
What you said was Brandy. So I don't.
Okay.
But I was gonna make a comment about Monica too because I just had seen somebody say it's always been Brandy over Monica. It's not even close.
It's not even close.
I see you don't want to tear two black queens down. You shouted out Monica, so we don't got
to. Hold on, because I got to stop. This is when I always get brand new with myself. As much as I used to love Brandy, man, I used to silently be like, you know, because Monica in her prime, man, come on. Here we are face to face. Yo, nobody can take away them records and that music. It's crazy. Like, you know, and it always seemed like she was just a little bit more, I don't want to say advanced, but just like a little ahead of niggas when we was young boys. It's just, she seemed like the mature, pretty young nigga sing, you know. So shout out to Monica. Who did I shout out? I shouted out Monica one time for Solange, one time for Brandy. That's who it was. And this, I'm consistent. That's a nice batch of like neo soul, neo new era soul singers. Like, also in the leap year, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Beyonce. You know what I mean? We gotta just make the rest of this joint in a leap year. So just try to think of some real standout shit that
Beyonce going country. What you think about that?
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. That's what I was alluding to. Her, I mean, like I said, it's a quasi deep dive for me because I know that I see the allegory of her just, you know, I said something that really ties it in the other day, but I'll leave it at this. Like, I feel like her pop really is an influential person. I don't think people know that he is like one of the most successful country music executives. And I think in like publishing and all this, like he got a label and he been in that space for, I think maybe 10 plus years now. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So like, it's kind of letting me know that Beyonce is like not retiring. No, she not against him. She with him. And she retiring. This is her retirement phase where she working with her dad. She already worked with her husband. Now she working with her dad again. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And it's on new. So it's like, I like it for her because she country. And like, Beyonce, why not reappropriate some shit that was deappropriated from or culturally appropriated from us? Like, go ahead and take that. Do your thing. You feel me?
Right. Like,
but I had to intersect you on some funny shit because, of course, in the pandemic, Dame Dash recorded with his wife, Rocky, a country record on the Cody Ranch in Wyoming when one of them times he was out there with Kanye. So, of course, I peep it. And, of course, Dame Dash doing his own Instagram. You know, Dame, he hashtag Dame always does it first. I'm like, man, this guy, I don't want to, he's not childish, but I'm like, bro, I don't know. The way that he has to win and be right is, and I try not to see it because like, it should be studied. Cause it's like, yo, but for me, he can't really, it's like, he can't pull a fast one on me. Cause it's like, man, this is why people are so relentless with you, Dame, because they don't give you a pass because this is how you are. You never humble down. You never let people know to just like, all right, you got me. Let me humble down so they could then show you some love. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because people love him. So it's always love because people love Dame. You know what I mean? But like now I understand kind of like, with Dame is always like a nan nan a boo boo situation, like you know what I'm saying? Like it's like you know what I mean?
Right.
Like it's not like he be trolling or anything, but it's like I don't know, man. But yeah, man, shout out to Dame Dash. In a leap year, dog. In a leap year, I seen Benzino diss. In a leap year, once again, no jumper. No jumper. That's what I'm telling you. I see Benzino go on No Jumper and talk to Adam 22. He talked to Adam 22. He said, yeah, you know what? Me and Eminem, man, one day I want to patch it up with Eminem, man. We should get together, man. We all know, we both know a lot of people. We older. One day I want to patch it up. Yo, by the next morning, Eminem had dropped the diss. You know what I'm saying? from that joke being out, he dissed him right. He saw that interview. He said, no, fuck out of here, Benzino. It's up, nigga. You know what I mean? So, Benzino, with all the light skin prowess in his body, paused. immediately drops a diss record back, and it was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. I got a shout out to the Hip Hop Wolf. I saw it on Hip Hop Wolf. I put 11 fire emojis in the comments, fire signs in the comments, Fat Joe voice. You know what I'm saying? I put 11 emojis in there, fire sign emojis. I said, listen, this shit is hot. Benzino's talking crazy. If this nigga don't respond in 24 hours, I'm dropping another one. I don't know who was ready for that with Benzino. Because I wasn't ready for the first one, man. But like I said, that's why I'm shouting out No Jumper, the platform, because, like, come on, man. Who would have thought him venting on that joint would have really got him active? But it's like, hey, Eminem saw right through that shit and was like, nigga, I'm finna diss this nigga in real time, man. I'm gonna let this 50-year-old nigga fuck him. If he been working on his raps, we'll see. And so that was the whole thing. Niggas was in the comments on Benzino, like, nigga, where is Quentin at? You didn't write this shit. You know what I'm saying? So shout out if you haven't checked out, is it Black Elvis? What is that shit called? I think his joint is called Black Elvis, his diss song Eminem. It's pretty solid, man. In a leap year, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I haven't checked it out.
Why, though?
Why? I'm not checking for Benzino raps in 2024. Like,
it's it's just culture, man.
Period.
I feel you. It's pretty good. It's better. But the funny thing is, it's better. All that old shit he had put out back in the day.
Right. He got new writers. It's way better. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, he didn't sound well. He was telling niggas he wrote that. First, he said, who cares if I didn't write it? Then he just went back to saying, I wrote that. You know what I'm saying? I wrote all of it. I'm just like, okay, nigga. You know what I mean?
Right. We don't care, man.
In a leap year, man. I'm going to stay in the rap game. I'm going to just take my side. But in a leap year, Benny the Butcher signed to Def Jam. I think he was signed for 2 years, maybe going on three. And this is the year I believe he released his album. What's the name of his album? We not reporting once again. So if we fuck up tonight, we don't care. You feel me? We not reporting, but I don't remember the name of Benny's new album, that his solo album on Def Jam. But in a leap year, it has dropped. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't remember the name of it either. It's crazy because it's always in my Instagram feed too. Like, they give me that shit every fucking day.
Well, maybe Def Jam will listen to this. Some people from Def Jam will listen to this for their own analytics so they can understand, like, damn, yes, this shit is in our faces, but somehow we still forgot what this shit is called. And maybe Def Jam will learn, you don't sign an artist as hot as Benny and don't treat him like he's not coming from the rock. You know what I'm saying? See, one thing about artists signing, this is like, I'm not reporting, I'm just speaking, like, I don't understand it, so it might not be for me to understand, but just looking back at it historically, you coming out of a label like Griselda, of course they might not want to do a whole joint with everybody else, but Griselda's got more motion than Def Jam in it. You know what I'm saying? So people got to pay attention to the motion. Like, what motion Def Jam got in the rap game for Benny to get signed and them not to get, make sure that they could clear the Drake record, the Meek records. You know what I'm saying? The records that's really going to make sure that he'll have success. This is why you come to a major label. You come to a major label and can't get your biggest songs cleared by the biggest artist. What was the point? You know what I mean? You getting more love independent. You know what I'm saying? But in the leap year, he finally got his album out. You know, wish him congrats.
It's just a rap thing. You know what I mean? Def Jam is still just a legacy label. Like, niggas still seek that shit out. It's like, you know.
You already know. You already know. Speaking of Def Jam, in a leap year, former Def Jam CEO and, you know, Rockefeller founder, co-founder, Jay-Z got the Dr. Dre Lifetime Achievement Award from the Grammy Academy. You know what I mean?
Then proceeded to shit on the Grammys, you know what I mean?
Then proceeded to, you know, pour a triple shot. I don't know how big that flute is on the Grammy horn, but he definitely proceeded to pour some Douce Black in there or some Douce, you know, with, I don't know if it's, you know what I mean, private stock black Douce. But yeah, then he gave, people say he gave like a Kanye-ass type of speech. I had some crazy points from this part of niggas. Niggas have won Grammys. Beyonce actually has won mad Grammys. You know what I mean?
Right. The most Grammys.
And I think I ran through the albums of the year. I don't know if that was with you or one of my producer homies. But I think we was running through the albums of the year that actually won, and all them Jones was pretty much on par. You know what I mean? Like, Beyonce was having good albums, but a lot of them, her albums wasn't better than the albums that was winning Grammys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's all political. It's all opinion. No, and it's
the only real one we saw where it was a mishap on the Grammy win, whereas when Macklemore won, and it should have been either Kendrick.
Or the rap album of the year is always a Nutty John. And then, but also, Beck won album of the year over Beyonce one year, and niggas was tight about that one.
Yeah, but did anybody hear Beck's album? Because this is what the Academy is all about, and they heard both. You see what I'm saying? So, like, that might have been Beck's year, Beyonce. It's not like Beck is dropping as much as Beyonce. It's the same thing with Jigga. Jigga went through that. Jigga went through his prime, and then you know, X got hot. And you know, when Jigga was in his prime, he dropped the number. Oh, I'm giving you this number one. And then X was like, oh, yeah, I'm giving you two of those. You know what I'm saying? Like, It happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, it happens. But what's in a leap year? What's my man, Killer Mike? Won three Grammys for...
Won everything he was nominated for, came, saw, conquered.
You know what I mean? But
then he got hemmed up.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see you. I didn't know what that was about. I still don't. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? If you on that type of high of a night, you know what I mean? Can't nobody tell you nothing. And apparently a security guard was trying to tell him something. And he was like, lady, if you don't get the F out of my way, yeah.
Real rat.
Like, did you not see I just won all my Grammys? Fuck out of my face.
Real rat. Yeah, man, in a leap year.
But yeah, man, I got gripes. I'm gonna jump into some Eating with E shit real quick.
I wanted you to. I was just thinking about JL Jupiter, man, not to piss you off.
Damn, that's what you was thinking of for the Eating with E for the leap year.
I wasn't thinking about
JL.
I was thinking about JL. I wasn't thinking about Eating with E's. I was thinking about the food. I was thinking about them. But yeah, I must be chilling. Go ahead, man.
But yeah, I'm pissed with Wendy's, bro. Like, they got it, man. Like, they drew. They talking about bringing surge pricing to the drive-thru, dog.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Like, that ain't for real, that. Dog. Like, what type of bullshit innovation is y'all on? Y'all trying to have niggas like, yeah, I'm like, you can't put a surge pricing on a 4 for $4. What the fuck are they talking about? Like, what is a surge price on a 4 for $4?
Surge pricing on fast food is crazy.
That's super crazy. It's a bad joke, but
because Wendy's can't. They got a nutty drive-through line, man. It's too. They drive through. They got to get their drive-through logistics up to par, man. You see Chick-fil-A change their drive-throughs every 3 years. They like, oh, we need to do this over. We need to go again. It's too crazy. We got 12 niggas out here with iPads and three lanes. You know what I mean?
They definitely like, be invested.
Niggas be in the Chick-fil-A line like they crossing the border, dog. For real. It be niggas be back to back to back. Niggas is walking through with clipboards looking inside the whips. Shit is crazy with fucking tablets and
I'm so hyped.
I'm so hyped for this evening with Ease because I got little shit to say, it's little tidbits, but I'm a chill. I'm gonna let you, you know what I mean, do your thing.
Nah, that should be having me back, dog. Like they be drilling with that shit, dog. Like the
trying to introduce surge pricing is corny, dog. Like they can't do that. We not standing with that. We not allowing it. Like they gotta they gotta regroup and think of something else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But shit, man. I've been trying to find some local eats, man. I've been local with it. I've been trying some different places, man. But I will say, on the leap year, updating them cheesesteak rankings, dog. You know we gotta tell them.
Come on,
put it out there. Cafe Carmella is legit. You know what I'm saying? This.
Come on.
Is.
Let's get that rankings out though. Let's do it proper.
I ain't been everywhere to give the rankings.
You've been enough places to give a top three or your top four.
I can only go off of what I had.
Yep. Like, yes.
To a lot of these places in. So your favorite? We gonna do a favorite, bro.
We gonna do a OG Ease cheesesteak and with Ease. His favorite four cheesesteaks. You know what I mean? In a leap year, your favorite four because it's every 4 years. Yeah, just your favorite four, your favorite group of four cheesesteaks.
Cafe Carmella, John's Roast Pork.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm trying to think. I've been a few places but none of them joints really stand out for me, man. I want to still vouch. I can't vouch for them either. Like, those is the Am I going Legacy in D'Alessandro's without being here in 4 years? I don't know.
No, you can't. You got to. You can't do that to the listeners because we had some talks off the air.
After 12 o'clock, if I'm still uptown-ish, North Philly-ish, Max's can definitely get a run at the 12 a.m.
They back in there. What's less than that? They stood the test of time.
After hours, though, I'm not talking about lunchtime. This is strictly like you did.
Hey.
Oh, and I forgot my one spot. They still solid. Cleavers is still straight.
Where's Cleavers at?
Midtown.
Well, Midtown. Speaking of in a leap year, one gym's burned down. And Jim's West Philadelphia came back. So I'm going to keep cooking.
Black businesses, black history. This is Black History Month. We get to sneak it in the leap year.
In the leap year. I'm gonna keep cooking, sir. Man.
That was a crazy cook. Jim's West Philly.
You know what I'm saying?
The white man. That is a crazy joint, man.
Yeah.
Cause it's like they sold it and was like, yo, y'all can't use the name Jim's. They like, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
We won't call this John Jim's.
We're gonna call it Jim's West.
Jim's West.
Yep. Yep.
Eat a dick.
You know what I mean?
That is so funny.
What's crazy is that shit's in West Philly.
The line was, that shit was looking like they was lining up. Come on. You feel me? The shit was lining up like they was lining up to see SZA, nigga. Like, it was packed on the block, man. I'm yes. like, damn. They really love this joint.
Immediate cease and desist action was sent their way when they seen that line around the corner. What?
Come on, man. Come on, man. And this is, you know, because I'm going to let you do your thing as eating with ease, man, because you know what I be talking about now where Philly is at. Philly is in the hot chicken game. Like
heavy. Philly, I don't understand it. In the leap year, we're here. The last time we talked, there was zero hot chickens. It's 1,000 hot chicken spots now in Philly, yo. It's crazy. A side then became like a baby Wawa.
No, I don't know. I don't know why when I imagine you talking just now, you just was saying the hot chickens.
There was no hot chickens.
I just pictured you being like an Indian boy saying that. Now there are so many hot chickens.
There's so much hot chicken now, Doug. Like, they got us in a hot chicken
situation, Doug. A hot chicken headlock.
We had a hot chicken headlock for real. They got us fucking locked in.
Yeah.
Hot chicken, bro.
Come on.
Is a movement.
Come on.
That shit is a real thing, dog. That shit is not a game. I was not ready. Like, how many hot chicken spots you been to?
That's what I was doing. That's what I'm saying, bro. You are really like
Hassan got six locations.
The state got six locations. Come on.
Hassan is already at six locations. You ain't been to one yet.
I'm waiting. I'm trying to line Wait,
what the is uptown it? Joint is
the 40th Street. Was it a 40th Street joint? I saw a 40th Street joint. Oh, yeah, I saw the Lime Kill Pike joint. It's another joint, man. They just sprouting them all up at one time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, what was I trying to say? Oh, yeah, because you don't fuck with – I'm not going to put this out there. We not doing no promo, but we – like I said, we not reporting right now. So we going to give you them. We going to show love. You know what I'm saying? It's Black History Month. We going
to
show
love. Oh, you about to mention the Chasers?
No, I was just going to mention Cluck and Gills.
Cluck and Gills, yeah.
I'm keeping it eating with ease right now, man. But I was saying you don't like Cluck and Gills, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's the intersection. Yeah, go ahead. I was sucking fruit, too.
Right. Oh, wait, go ahead.
But no, go ahead. Cluck and Gills, like, they don't got hot chicken, though.
No, but they just did a chicken spot, though. I'm just saying, right. Like, it's another black-owned joint in that lane. I saw but they expanded. They got a crazy new fish sandwich, you know, little shit like that. But they, you know, they run commercial spots and shit. I like what they doing, man. You know what I mean? So you don't believe in the product, and that's cool. I understand. I haven't had it, so I gotta stand by what you saw. Right,
you giving them all this love and you ain't had it. You
well, because this is what happens in this era, dog. You show them niggas a video.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, no. My word is only based on my bond, like of me actually partaking on shit. I can't co-sign shit just because I know you or you seem like good people, dog. Like, you know what I mean? That shit is burnt me too many times. So, nah, dog. Like, my opinion, my co-signs is all based off of being there, partaking, actually copping this shit. You know what I mean?
Come on. Yeah, I got. Who you want to get into now? What you said you ain't having no sips.
Sips now. I'm chilling.
Yeah, it's the pure white for me tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And my little cigars keep going out because I'm talking. But yeah, what we want to get into now, like where do you want to take it?
Where are you trying to take it,
dog? I'm thinking about I don't want to report, so I'm thinking I want to get into some political talk, but I don't want to report, you know what I mean? But like I said, well, I don't got to report. We could just, because like I said, Donald Trump dropped some dope-ass new merch. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking with the sneaks, Don. You know what I'm saying? Like I said.
That's what the insiders are saying. Niggas is
fucking with sneakers. Them shits is hotter than the Yeezy pies. What is niggas talking about?
Niggas is fucking with sneakers, dog. If you want that black vote, like, you know what I mean? That's stupid as shit. That's fucking crazy.
Either shrewd, but it's ridiculous, though. You know what I mean? A nigga's going to vote for you because of sneakers is crazy.
He a criminal and he got sneakers.
This, the irony of this, when you talk to a nigga like me, niggas going to fucking vote for a nigga for sneakers but didn't vote for Kanye, my nigga. This is what the fuck I be talking about. In his prime, when he had the billions behind him and niggas was all... Niggas sold him out first, bro. I'm trying to tell you, bro. It's the shit I be talking about, man. But then niggas go, oh, niggas will fuck with Trump if you got a sneaker. That's the kind of shit I be talking about. Niggas will fuck with Trump if you got a sneaker. Not because he pardoned mad niggas before before he got out. Not because he invited mad niggas to the White House. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's crazy, man. You know what I mean?
But, I was just saying that's what the insiders are reporting. I don't know what niggas is doing, like, because it's like neither side is like the shit for us. Like, nobody is really repping for niggas. It's just we need you to vote for us if we're going to get it done. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? But we not.
We're not fucking really with you.
For y'all. Right,
yeah. Like, it's part of the game. And people need to understand that. People need to understand that, because, like, where is all these Jones that was standing tall for how you say her name? Kamala. You know this is always my this is always my question. Where is all these Jones that was reposting her? I ain't gonna get into her colors and all that, because I bang with all my soror sisters who wear them pink and green, man. I love them. Special place for them. Everybody know. But this is okay. Just about her office. Look at Ease. Get out of here. Nigga. Let me do my fizzle in the leap year, man. Come on, let me get out of here with this.
Long as
man.
They know, I got you.
Long as they know, baby. I stayed true. I stayed down. You know what I'm saying? This all black right. Man, go ahead and spit it. Then this is
no,
it's Black History Month. What's your favorite soror, man? What's your favorite sorority? Excuse me.
I mean, my grandma is an AK, my mom is a Delta, so...
Okay, you know I mean? Between them two.
My sister is a Delta, you know what I mean? So I...
So AKA you know. Is your favorite, too. Nigga, go ahead and let you know. My grandma's an AKA, nigga. What you talking about, okay?
So we in the game, dog. Like,
right. Yeah, of course, man. Do you know what it is? You know what it is. In a leap year, Oprah dropped The Color Purple too. You know what I'm saying? When did the first Color Purple come out? I gotta do my Googles. That shit was like 83.
Like 93, 94.
No, it wasn't. No. I'm all dumb. Look at me. I'm all hype. I'm all sure. I got it. come on.
No, but I don't know. That shit is definitely old as shit. But you saw The Color Purple, the remake?
We not reporting. He's sticking to that. No, I didn't. Because, like I said, I didn't like the imagery. Nowadays, when you could really, before you couldn't see what was behind the scenes, But nowadays, when they do a movie, then they go to promo, and your favorite actress is complaining, and she not smiling in none of the promo pictures.
Then like, you not fuck with it.
It make me like look at it like, what the fuck is this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it made, with my supposed 1985. Okay. Yeah, so but shout out to Oprah for them doing this joint over again, but you know, they gotta get that together, man. They gotta get that together. That's all I can say. Do 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 do. No, but I didn't check it out. Also, they did a Bob Marley in a leap year. Bob Marley got the new biopic out.
Yeah, I want to see that drone too, for sure. I'm going to definitely have to check that at some point.
Yeah, I just saw where I think it's Damien's mom had posted up Bob Marley for his birthday on her socials, and she was just like, thank you for all the memories, and she named every single place that they was together, but one of the places was the crib he had with his other wife, Rita. So the comments got real, you know, got real spicy, got real nasty in the comments.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? But she still kept it like, listen, like, this man has been checked. This man was my man, you know what I'm saying? And this is not even on that type of time. I'm basically writing this for us, for me, but and for the people, like, in reverence to him type. So it was a whole job.
Just for the fans.
Yeah, right.
Giving up this nasty work that I was into.
What's the female version of Dirty Mac, and what's that called? What's that called?
It ain't Dirty Mac, and if the nigga just dead, like.
In a leap year, I learned about Dirty Mac. We getting into it now. Let me. In a leap year, I learned about Dirty Mac. You know what I mean? In the league here, I want OGE's. I want him to. He put me on. I want him to put y'all on. So who was quickly becoming one of our favorite social media stars into the sneaky verse. You know what I'm saying? He's quickly, but. Yeah, man.
He already out of here, but yeah, we gonna definitely try to be that early adapter that we always been putting y'all on Hanging with Ken. I mean, I seen the ascension. I seen him go from
come on.
I seen the blue check, you know what I mean? I was there before, you know what I'm saying? But 2024, the leap year.
When did he get the blue check? He got the blue check in 2020. The blue check is $14 a month in the leap year, man.
In Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had to still earn that, Jones.
No, you can pay. You can pay for it.
Pay for play Instagram, but.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I think he earned his joint anyway, regardless.
Yeah, well, what's the dude? Does anybody know what the criteria is?
You're a public figure.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, I seen niggas ready rocking his shit already, so that's how I know.
Right? Yeah, you did. They was what you call? You said they was setting his material.
Yeah, they definitely hit him with the Cat Williams set. Like, nigga, you can do.
Come on.
But yeah, man, what's good with Black History Month, man? This is the last day of Black History Month. My son, I'm down bad in the school game already, dog. Like, my son got to do a Black History project.
Come on. He's not down bad. He not down.
Black History Heroes. Yo, you right though. It's crazy. No, because guess who the other person is? They got two women, two men. The one woman was Sherry Parker.
Come on.
I think she a congresswoman. One man was Jalen Hurts. The other man was, you'll never guess who it was, another athlete.
Give me one hint. Why wouldn't I? Why would you say I wouldn't guess it? And you Philly tell me athlete, guess it?
Played in Philly at one point.
In what sport, though? Because I'm
not
going to
tell you the sport because.
Is it an intersect or no?
No intersect. It's just. I tell you the sport, basketball.
Okay, I can't guess it.
Played in Philly, played with AI.
Oh, who? Blue?
Who?
I said Aaron McKee.
Jerry Stackhouse.
Ah, that's a good one. I like that. That's a good one.
That's Jerry, a good one. That
Jerry Stackhouse is in between Vince. He's the in between Vince and Michael Jordan in those pickup games.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Jerry Stackhouse, dog.
Yeah, Jerry Stackhouse, his prototype 6'6", 2
That's
guard,
a bad
you
bro.
Yeah, man. No, Jerry
job.
Stackhouse was a beast, man. NBA real ballers know. Real ballers know.
You know what kindergartner, what free kindergartner know about Jerry Stackhouse? It should know about him for right. Black History Month. They first right. Black History Month.
I know nigga shit about Jerry Stackhouse that I learned from my niggas from his home state. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're like
my niggas,
crazy,
like, my niggas should be like, yeah, Jerry Stackhouse doing right, man. Jerry Stackhouse got a chauffeur. That nigga got a. This is the kind of shit I know about Jerry Stackhouse from back in the day. You know what I mean? Shit, Mike only fuck with a couple USC niggas, man. He fuck with when niggas go out, man. He fuck with Jerry Stackhouse. You know what I mean? It's Jerry Stackhouse, bro. It's hood nigga shit though. It's just above. It's elite hood nigga shit when you talk about Jerry Stackhouse, man. Come on, man.
It's crazy, yeah. But my son got Tatiana Ali.
And it's a good joint. I was excited when I heard the news. I told you that.
Because you like Tatiana Ali.
But she was talented for her time. What a childhood star. You know what I'm saying?
Right. She was a childhood star. She was on Sesame Street at 4. So it's relatable.
And she was accomplished. Star. That's what I'm saying. She was educated, everything. She could sing. She did
it all.
Harvard
educated. I feel
but
you.
But that's what I was trying to say. We want to praise the Obama daughters, and we want to put, like I said to you before, Keke Palmer's, but I'm like, Tatiana Ali ran so these people could walk, bro. Literally. She came out the gates running. She was doing it since 4. It was her and Maya Campbell, and still didn't sharpen still. She was like, you know, one went to crack and one went into motherhood. And both left the entertainment business. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
But that was like that was like their if we, you know, we do the NBA comparisons and shit, their player profile comparison, that was her to me. Or who else? Who will we say? You, because you mentioned Rudy off the air earlier. So another
one. Tatiana Ali.
Yeah, already the same age. They're not the same age, are they?
No, they definitely not the same age.
Okay. But sort of like the same type of,
but they the same child to, yeah. You know what I mean, right? But you said Tatiana was, she had the singing game too.
Mm-hmm.
She had a different element. She had 5-time NAACP Image Award winner. You know,
come
what
on,
I mean?
now you pulling them out. She got rings.
I know all their stats now. Like she I got know rings. All Tatiana Ali's stats now. Like
she
I'm
got
a,
rings.
I'm a Tatiana. Tatiana Ali, historian and shit.
It's so funny because I gotta pull these clips now.
Dave is certified gold in the U.S.
Now you know. I was trying to tell you how accomplished she was. You wasn't trying to hear it. You were so upset.
It's still troubling, but you know what I mean? It is what it is, man.
Sometimes black people are so immensely talented that
I'm not knocking Tatiana Ali's accomplishments. I'm knocking my teachers for not giving my kid a better, you know what I mean? Not to say that Tatiana Ali not deserving, you know what I'm saying?
She is deserving, bro. You got a lot of mixed emotions here, man. Yeah, I'm gonna let you I'm gonna let you figure it out. Yeah, man. Cause like, would you fumbling right now? And all shout out to Hef, man. Cause I'm just thinking about you fumbling right now. Would you be saying all this in front of Tatiana Ali? Cause this should have come full circle. Like how in a leap year you gave up your Sixers tickets, and then you was at the Keys to the City for Mark Morris in a selfie with JoJo Embiid. You know what I mean? And like I told you, I told everybody I was going to out you because you didn't trust the process.
That's crazy. That's crazy. No, but it's, you know, it is what it is, man. I don't got nothing to say. I'm not here to talk sports. I got nothing to say, babe. About any Philly sports, I'm gonna leave it alone. I save it for another time, man. This is the leap year. We just try to keep them on that. Keep everything on the high note, man.
In a leap year, man. Shout out to what is what it is. I was about to ask you, do you have any in a leap year Black History facts? But I got some for sports. But I got some that I want to point out. In a leap year, it is what it is. Not only did they bring out Maurice Claret for college football and football, they brought back Mark Jackson to the platform, gave him a show. You know what I'm saying?
And Jackson is on there.
He on there. He got his own show on the platform, and he's a correspondent on the show.
Okay, I ain't know that.
It's your boy, man. I'm up on it, man.
Okay,
I really wanted to tell everybody who not tapped in with them, and shout out to them because I posted something with them in my back cam for putting the old graphics in there because I know I would have been in your storyline earlier because y'all definitely was in my views. So I got to follow the format to get in y'all mentions, but shout out to it is what it is for putting OJ on them. Having OJ on the show, dog. It's such a guilty pleasure. No pun intended. It's such a
pleasure. What an intersect.
You shouldn't feel so good about having the I feel I just like this. I tune in because of OJ every Monday. You know what I'm saying? Like, and just to see OJ actually be relevant is kind of genius because you know OJ was riding with San Fran all year. He was riding with San Fran and the Bills. Those are just two teams. He kept telling everybody.
Right.
He picked the 49ers to make it to the Super Bowl. So it was just a good joint. It makes him look like an expert analyst. I mean, which he probably is, obviously, but just in that format.
He be having good insight, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yep. So it's just with that, I love how they disrupted the space. You know what I'm saying?
And when OJ popped up on Twitter, yo, it was crazy, dog, because they was being petty. They weren't verifying and shit.
Right.
Like, it was crazy. Like, and he was only posting videos, so you knew it was real. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't even fucking around. Like, I'm not giving you wordplay. No, this is straight video. Smile from the golf course, from my nice-ass crib, from this nice restaurant, wherever
I'm at. Right. He definitely do that a lot.
Like, that shit was dope. That shit was real.
He definitely posts from the restaurant a lot. You know what I mean? Shout out to Treasure Wilson, man. That's that baby.
Yeah.
Also from It Is What It Is, man. Shout out to everybody doing their thing with their platforms. I love tuning in.
you know, I love just sitting back and watching what everybody got going on, you know. And of course, man, you know, I don't feel like everybody can do a podcast, you know. It's like you got to really be passionate about doing podcasts to really do a podcast, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Do I understand? Yes. Like, nigga.
I know you understand, but I'm talking to our listeners. I know you understand. Like, you, you know, you a throwback. Of course, you passionate about it. Hey, you ain't want to walk back that Ian with ease, though? Because I meant to tell you, KFC dropped a cheesa, man. They reaching, man. A cheesa. It's a basically, it looked like a ratchet chicken parm. So it's like a chicken breast, tomato sauce, and like, I guess some cheese on top, baked in an air fryer or some shit. KFC, cut it out, man. Can niggas just, KFC, you want to impress me? Lose 37 ingredients, man. You know what I'm saying? And fry your chicken is some standard, you know what I mean? Some above standard oil, man.
Yo, is that fact that Chick-fil-A don't use peanut oil no more, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a fact. They been stopped that years and years and years ago because they wasn't, you know, before it was kind of, they was cool because they was niche-based with it, but then they, in the era of food lawsuits, a lot of people with the peanut allergy, you know, that's a lot of bread. You feel me?
Yeah.
You frying, people love waffle french fries and they can't have them because they, you know what I'm saying? You losing bread there, then the people that is having them, they trying to sue you, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what? Let's just fry these in the same bullshit McDonald's is using. You know what I mean? Food spots in Philly, man.
What you want to get into food spots in Philly-wise?
Well, man? you gave me your favorite four. Let me recap that favorite four. Carmella's. You said John's Roast.
Cleavers,
and who was the fourth you threw in? Max's. Okay, so yeah,
late night Max's.
Yeah, I like what's that spot? Is it called May May? Okay, that's a nice Philly spot. I'm hearing a lot about. You know what I mean?
You been there?
I've been there. Yeah, I've been there. I didn't know I was there. I didn't know I was there until, you know, I left out pretty much.
I like LMNO.
Okay.
I just went to Lock Bar. That shit all right. Del Frisco's Grill is straight. Steak 48 was good when I went. I ain't been in a while, but, you know, they had their little situation. But, you know, I don't know. It is what it is. I don't know where they stand with the community, but I went the night that shit shifted. Like,
oh, at Steak 48?
Yeah. The night that niggas was in a frenzy that you had this the person and shit. And I'm like, well, I mean, that's kind of like the game plan when you come to this joint. Like, who is coming here and just getting...
Yeah, what the fuck can you get at Steak 48? You got to spend like $300 to have a good time. Like $250 plus.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's like the steak was... A steak and a side was like $80. So it was like, I mean...
Do people understand when you go to a restaurant, you're going like, to pay people who work there? What the fuck is wrong with people? Like, you know what I mean?
Telling me it was a minimum spend was so confusing to me because it wasn't an outlandish minimum spend. Like if it was $250 a person, then it was like, damn, like, you know what I mean? But it's like
they just letting you know the amount of people coming in there trying to use it for social media and get a salad.
Just get a salad and an appetizer.
Yeah. You ain't but coming here for no fucking wedge salad, nigga. Like,
you know what I'm saying? You came in here to take pictures on the steps and get a wedge salad and a lemon drop.
You're real shit.
Yeah, we starting with the wedge salad and I got my drink. You just not gonna get an entree? Like, damn. So I can understand, but that's just crazy to me because you damn near had to make reservations. You couldn't just, you know what I mean?
Right.
You couldn't just walk in and sit down and get an app. But that was a minute ago when it was new. I don't know where they stand with none of that shit. And I, you know, don't really give a fuck at this point. Like, whatever. Man. Y'all don't stand with us, then whatever. It's just like, we'll have a hard time.
Facts. You know, let's keep it going, man. In the leap year, we going to get back into the city a little bit.
Definitely got to get back in the city, man. We got to shout out the first black year, mayor in the leap.
Come on, you know where I'm going with it, nigga. Slow down. In the leap year, man, the first black Philly's 100th mayor has also been.
First black woman mayor, excuse me. Yeah.
Yep. Is the 100th mayor of Philadelphia.
Cheryl Parker, but she might be on turkey time. The respect is being the 100th mayor and being the first black woman is the respect where it stops. It's the rock, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, because everything else on her platform, it seemed like she on some old school corny shit. You know what I mean? He talking about bringing 100% of the city workforce back to the office. That's the dumbest shit that you could ever try to announce to niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Especially, it's not favorable, but we'll see what it does for down there business-wise. It might pick it back up, make it more vibrant.
You think that's going to pick back up Center City?
In terms of how they looking at it, it's going to at least bring more people. I don't think I agree with it, but you know.
It's nonsense because if I gotta come there 5 days a week, I'm bringing my lunch 5 days a week now. Like, I'm not spending any bread downtown. Like, just to spite everybody, and I really need to stack it up anyway, because you know what I mean? I don't have the time to do them 3 hours. I just seen somebody post a Larry June clip. Shout out to Larry June. Yeah, I mean, he be on his organics.
Yeah.
He was saying 3 hours a day. If you could just put in them 3 hours a day on your shit every day, then you really, that's really a luxury. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just got to shout out that. And bringing 100% of the workforce back is stupid as shit. Not being on board for the Sixers having an arena downtown at 8th and Market.
That's a perfect location for a little gym.
You know what I'm saying? I get it. Parking-wise, it don't seem ideal. But SEPTA-wise, you want to revitalize SEPTA. It's not bringing people back to work 5 days a week. Think about it. The people who can afford to be in the office can afford to have season tickets to the Sixers. Those would be the motherfuckers who actually will want to come into office on the game days, you know what I'm saying? And double dip, and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, it makes sense for the council people and all the city officials, anybody who get in top of the Philly food chain salary game, you know what I mean? Cool.
Right.
Do what you do, but most of these wages is, you know what I mean, for the talent that you're trying to get, these shits is they bottom of the barrel wages. Like, the only thing that could get, you know what I mean, to get people, like, why would somebody be whatever their job title is?
It's probably the week when they can just find a
hybrid. For more bread.
You already know.
So we'll see, man. That shit is not gonna work. But good luck with that. Good luck, Cheryl Parker. Salute to being the 100th mayor. Salute to being the first black woman mayor. But
and squirrel and do a big business. Comcast wants you to do then, you know what I mean?
God bless, you know what I mean?
Yo, man. And speaking of God bless, man, shout out to my girl, Quinta Brunson, man. She won her another in the leap year. She won her first Emmy for Abbott Elementary as best lead actress in the I forget whatever type of joint her shit is called. I think it's a comedy series.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they just got renewed for their fourth season. So big shout out to another four, man. In the leap year, season four got renewed. Yeah, shout out to Quinta, man, doing her thing. Yo, shout out to my homie E, man, playing for Adele, man, in the leap year, man. Shout out to all the guys, man, in the band. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to the ladies too. Rest in peace, Martine, man. Where we at with it?
Man, it's time to say our pieces, man. It's, you know what I mean? Like,
this talk, man, talk some shit. You got to shout out
your favorite podcast. Hey, you been checking out. That was it. That's what we talked about when we shot this shit and you shouted out your
But you the way game. You signed it, the way you signing off is reminding me of somebody sign off. That's what I'm trying to figure this shit out. Who are you sounding like to me right now?
But yeah, man. I don't got nothing else, man.
You don't got a quick Arizona Omissions, man. Shout out to Johnny Manziel. shout out to Cat Williams. Arizona Omissions in a leap year. Shout out to Vince Carter going in the Hall of Fame nomination. Hopefully he do get all the way in. I think he will. So we just going to shout him out early.
Sure, he should definitely get in. I don't see what the issue would be, but
right. Well, some people say, like, later in his career, you know, his numbers fell off, but I don't think they're going to hold that against him.
Basketball Hall of Fame. Like, it ain't NBA. Right. Like, this nigga been great at basketball. He a gold medalist. You know what I mean? He did.
Facts.
He got to be a double-digit all-star, right?
For sure.
Not for sure, but maybe at least an 8-time. You know what I mean? That sounds like...
No, he definitely a 10-time all-star.
I don't know about definitely, like you just said, but. You Arizona Omission in that, right? You checking that, right? Yeah,
of course. You was right. He was an 8-time All-Star.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was just thinking about Vince in 2009. I don't remember him, you know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
So it's like. So 10 times, yeah, that sounded like a stretch. But, yeah, 8 times is a lot, though. That's enough, like.
Yo, 8 times is a lot. Arizona Omissions, shout out to Imhotep Charter, won the Public League championship.
Salute,
yes. Shout out to Cody Colson. Shout out to Sean Colson, FLC alumni. Yeah, I mean, that's his son. First year over there, too. Got a chip, big time, major shit. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Arizona Omissions, shout out to Hill Friedman, transfer from Germantown Friends, Uptown Champ Darius Frazier. First team all public selection from the, I think it's the American Division.
Let's get it.
So, let's get it. Yeah, I think that's good for me on the Arizona Omissions. That's good because I ain't winning. We ain't getting the Sugar Shay. We ain't getting the Shay Shay, but that's that's cool. Yeah, but shout out to everybody standing down with us, man. We here. We you know, we'll be around for y'all with more content as we work through the year. But man, hopefully everybody doing well. Love.
Peace.